From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Afghan Taliban has released a recording reputed to be from its new leader. The message from Mullah Akhtar Muhammad Mansour is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the group's jihad would continue until what it called the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. In the message, Mansour says that all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law, be it war or peace talks. He also said the Taliban leadership would make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused some rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership, and if they could, the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Mohammed Omar, whose death was confirmed earlier this week. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Egypt for talks about security issues and regional terrorism, including the threat posed by the Islamic State. He is expected to meet Sunday morning with Egypt's Foreign Minister Sama Shoukry. From Egypt, Kerry travels to Qatar, where he will meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council to talk about the Iran nuclear program. Then he'll travel to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. This is VOA News. The president of Iraq's Kurdistan region has called on the Kurdistan Workers Party to withdraw from Iraq's Kurdish territory to prevent civilian casualties during Turkish airstrikes. Masoud Barzani said in a statement the PKK should withdraw its fighters from the Kurdish region so to ensure civilians do not become the victims of fighting and conflict. The statement also condemned Turkey's airstrikes against civilians following reports of casualties and property damage during bombing campaigns in the northwestern region of the country. At least 260 Kurdish militants have been killed since Turkey's air campaign began. The PKK has waged a decades-long insurgency against Turkey in a conflict that has left at least 40,000 people dead. The parents and brother of a Palestinian toddler who was burned to death in a fire caused by suspected Jewish extremists were fighting for their lives Saturday as protests over the arson attack entered a second day. The firebombing of the family's home in the occupied West Bank sparked an international outcry over Israel's failure to deal with violence by hardline Jewish settlers. Meanwhile, hundreds of Palestinians attended Saturday's funeral of an 18-year-old protester who was shot by Israeli troops after hospital officials confirmed that he had died of his wounds earlier in the day. The Israeli military said it shot Leit al-Kaldi near Ramallah on Friday after he hurled a firebomb at them. Zimbabwean wildlife authorities have suspended hunting of several species of big game after an American dentist killed a lion popular with tourists. Emmanuel Fundira is the president of the Safari Operations Association. He said the Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority tightened the controls after Cecil the lion was killed during an illegal hunt.
All hunting has been suspended with immediate effect. No such hunting will be conducted unless it has been confirmed and authorized in writing by the Director General of Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority.
The clampdown follows an international outcry over the killing of Cecil the lion, who was a favorite with tourists. He was shot with a bow and arrow and later killed with a rifle by Walter Palmer, a dentist from the United States, outside of Hwange Park in early July. There are also conflicting reports Saturday that Cecil's brother Jericho has also been shot and killed in an illegal hunt. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.